Yes, and Paul, thank you for the clarification there. Yeah, we weren't sure whether that, yeah, whether this was, whether there was an intention behind the different format of the mark. But I know that it is probably desirable to have some consistency on what the format or clarity on what the approval numbers and approval marks should look like, so we can obviously make sure that we're accepting a version that is correct and is valid. I understand there are ways to validate it through DITA and potentially with the type approval authority that issued the original approval. We also noted the similar issue potentially in relation to R8308 and the proposed regulation for RDE. So I thought it was this was an opportunity to flush out whether these requirements are indeed correct or need to be corrected for consistency.